This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There has been so much rain in Colorado the past week or so that the National Weather Service has pretty much run out of ways to describe it. A forecaster the other day said there would be biblical amounts of water coming from the sky. The flooding and destruction you've heard about, 7 people are confirmed dead as of today. Property losses, homes and roads, bridges and businesses are going to take months to figure out. But given the costs of these kinds of rare but destructive events, how does a community decide how much to spend to protect itself? Marketplace's Chrissy Clark takes a look.
This morning, Kathleen Tierney plotted a route along some of the roads not underwater in Boulder, Colorado, to get to her insurance adjuster's office. Her house has, or had, a finished basement with 2 bedrooms until...
Everything was inundated. I have a third of my house that's a total loss.
But that's not a total surprise for Tierney. She runs the Natural Hazard Center at the University of Colorado, where she studies how well communities prepare for natural disasters. The answer? Not nearly well enough.
Our institutions need to do a better job of communicating to people that, yes, these are infrequent events, but they can happen and they do happen.
Boulder has a history of flooding, and the proverbial 100-year flood has been the stuff of warnings for decades. And yet, says Susan Cutter, a hazards expert at the University of South Carolina, people build in the floodplain.
They're making this assessment that the risk of a major flooding, such as what we have now, is really not going to happen.
Then it does happen, like it has in the last few days. So will that prompt people to be more careful going forward? Bob Meyer studies risk assessment at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School, and he's not optimistic.
As soon as the memory of this begins to fade and legislatures and communities sit down and look at the size of the tab that's associated with building a flood-resistant community, a lot of them might end up concluding, well, maybe we'll just take our chances.
It's human nature, Meyer says, but it means when the big ones do happen, they're that much more expensive. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.